Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Well, guess what's coming up here? Not this weekend, but next weekend. It's the annual Strawberry Festival in the town of Fort Mill, and we have got people here that make this thing happen. Jacona Hester, who is the events coordinator for the town of Fort Mill, and Mr. Springs Farms himself, Mr. Ron Edwards, who makes these beautiful strawberries. Too bad you can't see them, what I've got here, but boy, there's some big ones this year. Welcome to you both, and let's start with some introductions. Jacona, tell everybody a little bit about you, if you would.
I'm Jacona Hester, and I'm the events coordinator for the town of Fort Mill, and that makes me the director of the South Carolina Strawberry Festival. And I live in Fort Mill, and I have a beautiful family of three children and three grandchildren and one on the way.
Oh, my. So exactly how many events are there in Fort Mill that I obviously don't know about that you have to take care of?
Yeah, well, we have events year-round. They start in January all the way through December, probably around 20 events per year, and then the Strawberry Festival events that we have, which is usually a month-long of events.
Well, that's a lot of herding cats, a lot of volunteers, right?
Yes.
Good for you. Okay, so here's a guy who doesn't have a problem in the world. Well, you know, it's just weather, right?
That's right. It's just weather. Manning, if you know where Carowinds is at, that's where I was born. My daddy had a dairy farm there. And in the late 60s, he sold out, and we moved just down to Fort Mill and started there row cropping. And did that for many years, and then I had the opportunity to go with Springs. So I've been with Springs 21 years, and seemed like it just yesterday we got started, but it's been a great experience working for the family and growing vegetables and peaches and strawberries and being a part of a wonderful organization as the Strawberry Festival.
So when we grow strawberries, we grow peaches.
Yeah.
What else do we grow on Springs?
We grow all your vegetables that we sell there at the peach stand and the farm market, and then also we contract grow peppers for Ed Curry, the world's hottest pepper. We grow about 40 acres of peppers for Ed, so we got a lot of moving parts. And like you said, the weather is the biggest moving part of all of it.
So your cycle for growing all this is not quite year round, or is it entirely year round?
Just about year round. We plant strawberries in October, so you got to take care of them all winter, covering, uncovering, and kind of babying the strawberries, and then. But yeah, we have about 4 months there, three and 4 months there that it's a little bit slow, but then the rest of it 7 days a week.
But then you got to take care of Mother Earth while all the vegetables are out, right?
That's
get them
right.
Ready to take it on again.
That's right.
I was riding my motorcycle through the countryside out this way, and all the cotton farmers have been out there tilling the ground.
That's right.
Putting the fertilizer down there, and I said, here we go. Yeah. It's just about time to start planting those seeds again.
Another cycle.
Okay, so the Strawberry Festival, Jacona, tell us how this whole thing got started, because it wasn't always the Strawberry Festival, correct?
Well, we'll let Ron tell that story, because he tells the story. He knows it, how the Strawberry Festival got started.
Well, it was Festifun, and then when Charlie Powers left, kind of Festifun left with Charlie, and then Danny had a festival there 1 or 2 years, and then I was in Pennsylvania at a conference, and the town manager called and said, I need to talk to you when you get back. And I thought to myself, what in the world has happened? I've only been gone a week, and the town manager's calling. So they decided that they needed to rename the festival, the event. So they had checked, and the Strawberry Festival domain or whatever was still had not been taken. So they applied, and that's how the South Carolina Strawberry Festival took off. So
now how many years ago was that?
16.
16 years ago. My God.
Started in 2010.
Woo! I have been here a long time. I've been through Festifun. I've been through the beginnings of the Strawberry Festival.
Yeah.
And it's morphed into a huge, huge festival. Now, you have been smart, in my opinion, in limiting this to 2 days. It very easily could become 10 days, could it not?
Yes, good. and everyone is always asking for that. They want, you know, it to be longer, but
no.
Two days is plenty.
2 days is plenty for everybody, for all the planners, for all the volunteers.
Yes,
and
for all of our staff.
For the strawberries as well. So what kind of things are we going to have at the festival this year that involve strawberries? Going to have a pie eating contest?
Yes, we have a strawberry donut eating contest and a strawberry ice cream eating contest. Those will be on Saturday at the Food Line Fun Zone tent. And then Friday evening, we will have Pucker Butt is sponsoring our strawberry sauce hot wing eating contest.
Oh, my Lord. Ooh, not me. Not me. He's not going to put that brand new
X.
X. That's what's called S. 2 gazillion thermoclams or whatever they call it. Burn the roof of your mouth right now.
Yes, we don't want to injure anyone.
Well, there'll be some people who will line up for this. I will never forget the Lieutenant Governor of South Carolina, years and years ago, came up here to be on Straight Talk. Sat right here. He had his security crew here, and he ordered a sandwich, and he likes hot stuff, right? And so everybody started talking about Ed, I can't remember Ed's last name.
Curry.
His Pucker Butt peppers. And Charlie had some of them here. So they put some of them on there. Well, he sat here, I swear. He sat right here. He didn't complain, but the sweat was just coming off his forehead. And the security guys were over here just going, oh, you know. Put a few of those in a bag, we'll take them back. I mean, he felt it. Oh, geez, that's great. So the whole thing is based on strawberries, which is, are strawberries a bigger crop than your peaches?
No, well, it may be a bigger crop, so to speak, but the peaches just last longer.
They last longer.
Yeah, okay. We have peaches from June all the way through August, so, you know, it's a longer season, where the strawberries are about a six-week run.
So how is it? Did you get strawberries as big as almost my fist, half the size of my fist? How do you get them that big?
Well, I can't give all my trade secrets away, but we do. We baby them, we take care of them, and we fertilize and we watch them, and they're that particular variety that we grow. That's we've been doing that variety for probably 18 years. And a lot of people have gone on to other varieties, but I'm sticking with it because it's a good variety and we does well for us.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it, right?
That's right.
So you plant the strawberries when?
October.
October, and you harvest them April?
April through end of May. Sometimes we run into June, depending on the weather. The weather's what stops. The heat's what puts them down. Once it gets over about 85, 90 degrees, they just shut down.
All right. Yeah, so has this been a good growing season for you?
Yeah, very good.
Very good.
Other than this week with a lot of rain, they forecast, but we're going to deal with it.
All right. So you're in the midst of harvesting all these now?
Oh, yes, sir.
And they all have, in your opinion, they all have to be harvested by when?
For the festival?
No. Just the whole crop.
Oh, well, I want it to last as long as it'll last, so I'm hoping it'll last into June. Yeah.
Okay. And when you talk about, how do you measure this? In bushels or in?
That's gallons.
In gallons.
That's a gallon. 6 pounds is a gallon.
So how many gallons will you harvest this year?
Oh, man. I wish you'd asked me if I could have got you some numbers. But it's tons.
Tons.
It's in the tons.
Tons of gallons.
Tons.
Oh,
yeah.
My Lord.
Yeah.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
It's so
tons.
You don't sell all of them out of the peach stand.
No.
You send them, you also...
We wholesale a few, but most of our crop we move through the peach stand and the farm market most of it. We wholesale a few, but not the retail's the better way to go.
If you're new to York County and you have no idea what I'm talking about, find the peach stand, which you can't miss. It's right there at 160 and Highway 21, right in the midst of all the bulldozers and everything else.
Exactly.
And you'll find the strawberries inside of there.
Yeah.
All right. So the festival. We're going to start this in, May 2nd and 3rd, right, Chacona?
Right. Well, this coming weekend, we have our final pre-festival events. We'll have the Strawberry Sprint and Stroll, the Strawberry Scavenger Hunt, and the Berries Bash at the museum. And then our golf tournament is Tuesday, and then our festival days are Friday, May 2nd, and Saturday, May 3rd.
So it has grown. In other words, it is more than just a weekend.
Yes, yes. A month-long of events. We kicked it off on April the 5th with the Strawberry Soiree, and then we had our Strawberry Festival pageants.
Oh, boy. You play golf, Ron? Are you going to be in the tournament?
I played yesterday getting ready for it.
Oh. See, he's been inspired by the Heritage Golf Tournament, right? You saw what Justin Thomas did down there and had one hole of extra play, and now you're ready, right?
That's it. I'm ready.
All right. So I imagine it's a sellout, the golf tournament?
Yeah. Oh, yes. It's full, and I think it gets sold out quicker every year. I think this year it may have been a little over a week it was sold out.
Yeah. He has a waiting list, too.
How many teams? You got 36 teams or 18 teams?
About 34 plus some sponsors.
34 teams. That's going to be a long round of golf.
Yeah. Shotgun start.
Shotgun start.
It's a lot of fun.
Doubling up at the holes. That'll be fun. Yeah. And I guess for lunch we're going to have strawberries?
We'll have strawberries there the whole time, baby.
So how long has the planning of this been going on?
Well, we start right after the festival is over each year, thinking about things, what we're going to do the next year. And then we officially start meeting as a committee around September of the year. So we get a few months break there, a couple months, and then we're right back at it.
So do you have a chair for this festival, or are you the chair?
I'm the director. but I have a committee, that helps do all the pre-festival events and other different parts of the festival.
So how many volunteers do you have to assemble every year to pull this thing off?
Well, our committee has, with town staff and community volunteers, is about 34. And then our volunteers from the community that actually come out and help out with pre-festival events and the festival is probably around 150.
150 plus 30 or so from the
right.
Town. Does Brown Simpson do anything for you?
Yes, he does.
I just want to make sure. Ron's over here smiling. he does as little
a
as
lot.
Possible, right?
He does a lot. He and his team, they will be out there keeping all of our drink trailers stocked with Rock Hill Coca-Cola products. And
he's a worker.
Yeah, he'll be working hard.
All right. So for those who don't know where this festival is held, it's held on the Walter Elijah Park. Is that what we call it?
Okay. Right. Yeah, and we have our beautiful Fort Mill Amphitheater there now.
Oh, yeah.
It's at Walter Elijah Park, 345 North White Street in Fort Mill.
Now, I'm curious, as part of the Strawberry Festival, will you be giving tours of the plush but not overly ostentatious new headquarters for the town of Fort Mill, which is right next door?
They actually are going to be doing tours of Colonel Springs' office from 2 to 6 on Friday, May 2nd. You'll just have to park in the public parking areas for the festival. And then while you're walking to the festival grounds, you can stop there at Fort Mill Town Hall and take a tour of Colonel Springs' office. So Fort Mill History Museum is going to be helping out with those tours.
And I tell you what, if you've never been in that building, the first thing you're going to notice is all the windows are at 45-degree angles. And then you'll start asking, why is that? And you'll find out the legend of Colonel Springs. He was quite an aviator. They got pictures of him flying under the Buster Boyd Bridge. Quite a feat. I don't know how he did that. But anyway, he was quite an aviator. He was very, very successful with Springs Industries, the old Springs Industries. Yeah. And really, to have that building preserved, which I think is fantastic, and to have the town of Fort Mill in there,
that's
a smart move. Smart move. That means
great.
That building's going to be there for a long, long time to come. And the history of the Springs family and what they have done, I mean, we could take, two or three days to go through all that? Mm-hmm. The biggest treasure, of course, to me, is what they did with the Hand Springs Close Greenway, 2,000 acres roughly of property that makes sure that Charlotte will not overrun Fort Mill and the upper parts of South Carolina. We won't become a Pineville, let's put it that way. We will be Fort Mill, and we will be South Carolina, thanks to that very generous gift put together by, and I can imagine her doing that, pulling all those boys and girls together. Now, look, here's what we're going to do. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. That's great. Okay, we got to take our mid-program break. Remind everybody that you are listening to Straight Talk live from Substation 2. Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax here with Founders. And by Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. Our thanks as well to Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care. They're online as well at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, we have our own magic. It's called Fresh Subs and Salads, and we do it 6 days a week between 10 in the morning and 9 o'clock at night. How we do it is in the white letters, and we're all going to chant it out together at the count of three. One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
What's hot at Substation 2? The new hot beef brisket sandwich. Brisket is smoked tender beef sliced to order, served hot and delicious, and gardened your way. This is a limited time offer, so titillate your taste buds today with a hot beef brisket sandwich at Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Most people experience orthopedic concerns at some point in their lifetime, whether it's arthritis, back pain, injury, or any other condition. At Piedmont Medical Center, our team understands joint pain can make a huge difference in your day-to-day activities, and we stand ready to help. With minimally invasive surgical options available, the orthopedic teams in Rock Hill and Fort Mill are here to help you break free from pain so you can live more happily. Learn more online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Love our subs? Want to find the fastest way to get here? Just say, "Hey Siri, take me to Substation 2 in Rock Hill."
Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill, and it gets 4 stars on Yelp.
Even faster, order online at mysubstationii.com. Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk on WRHI FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Jacona Hester, the events coordinator for the town of Fort Mill, was with us, along with Mr. Springs Farm himself, Mr. Ron Edwards, the guy who runs all the farming operations up there. As you heard him say, we grow stuff year-round, and everything that we grow, you're basically going to find up there at the peach stand. That's where you got to find it, which now is a strawberry stand because they got strawberries all over the place. Okay. We have, Jacona, we have quite a list of vendors who are going to be there at this wonderful festival. 16 years we've been running, about 16 years in the Strawberry Festival. 105? 105?
Yeah, 165 total food and all the different arts and crafts business. And
I don't have my reading glasses. Right, it is 165. Whoa, I was wrong about that. So what is the magic of, in terms of saying yes to this person and no to that person? How do you do that?
Well, we just try to get a good variety of vendors, not a lot of the same thing, and just to have a variety of arts and crafts and different businesses, all types of things like that.
Well, you're certainly not going to go hungry.
Right. And all of our food vendors, we require them to have a strawberry food item. And if you go to the scstrawberryfestival.com, you can view the strawberry food menu and see all the delicious strawberry options that each food vendor has.
So if somebody is selling hamburgers or hot dogs, they got to have some kind of a strawberry something to go with it.
Right. And some of our food vendors like that, they have sandwiches. They'll do like a strawberry sauce.
Oh, yeah.
That type of thing on it. But a lot of them will do desserts, different things.
I'd be interested to see what they do with the donuts. He actually mixes that strawberry in with the donut batter.
Yeah.
And away they go.
Yeah, the peach stand does the strawberry donuts for our donut eating contest, too.
Mm-hmm. Jeez. What's your favorite strawberry item, Ron?
Deep fried
strawberries.
Yeah. A lot of vendors fry them, just
yes.
like a
yeah,
throw them in
the
pan.
Where they put a batter on them and then drop them in?
I guess, yeah. I know is they're good.
I think we're going to tag along with him.
They even leave the little green leaves on it.
No kidding.
Yeah, throw it in there and fry it. Yeah.
Wow. Woo-wee. Yeah. Mm. So you have a committee that works on all these vendors?
Dina Griffin and myself, she's the assistant events coordinator, we get applications. We usually put them on the festival website in December, and then we go through all the applications. And we have some other staff and some of our committees sometimes that will review the applications just so that we get a good variety.
I can remember this festival only allowing nonprofits to come in with food. Churches and schools and what have you. But I guess it's gotten so big that the nonprofits can't handle it.
Well, yeah, they did. We had a lot that stuck in there for a few years, but some of them, yes, haven't come back. But it is a lot. You have to have a lot of supply.
Oh, yeah. So this is not a bunch of food trucks.
This
is people who, I don't know, do this for kicks or do it for a living or whatever.
Yes. A lot of our arts and crafts vendors, they have to spend many months preparing and making things for the festival. And then our food trucks, there's about 45 of them. And, yeah, they have a lot of preparation to do for these 2 days.
Chewy. All right. So how big a crowd are you expecting?
Well, in 2023, since we couldn't have it in 2024, we had 36,000 for the one-day festival. So over 2 days, it could definitely be more.
50,000 at least.
It could be.
50.
If the weather's good.
If the weather is good.
Well, of course it'll be good. What are you talking about? It'll be wonderful.
It's going to be perfect.
Never in doubt. All right, so what other things do we have? We have the food. Now, do we have activities? I mean, I see here we've got a fun zone.
Yeah, the Food Lion Fun Zone tent, that's where we will be doing State Line Productions. It's a DJ. They have music and bubbles throughout various times. We have our strawberry hot wing eating contest on Friday evening, and then a meet and greet with our strawberry queens. And then on Saturday, we have State Line again. We have interactive theater by Jeff. He's a juggler, a balancing entertainer. And then we all have our strawberry baby contest, which is for babies ages 0 to 4. You dress your babies up in strawberry attire and bring them to the Fun Zone tent, and we give out prizes for that. And a lot of parents like to dress up with their kids, too. So it's just an adorable contest.
All right, so what is the pretty bird paradise? What is that?
It is a bird exhibit of all different types of exotic birds, and you can actually feed them and learn about them.
Uh-huh. And the Berry Fun Zone?
The Berry Fun Zone, that is our rides. It kind of encompasses that whole area. Our rides, our Fun Zone tent, and lots of different foods in that area. And then that's where most of our exhibits are located as well.
Love the butterfly. What is that?
Well, you can walk in. You'll be in an enclosed tent area, and you can hold butterflies. You can feed them as well.
Feed the butterflies?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's something interesting.
And then our Pork Chop Review is our third exhibit. They were on America's Got Talent, and instead of like a dog show, it's going to be a pig show. They perform.
Why not a pig show? Woo-wee! My goodness gracious. Now, this festival, it's like Fort Mill. Fort Mill has grown. We were just saying this morning on Palmetto Mornings where Fort Mill is now the seventh fastest growing suburb of a major metropolitan city anywhere in the country. Seventh fastest growing. So this festival seems to be keeping up with that growth, or is it the growth getting ahead of the festival?
Well, I think events like this and just all of our town events, they just help keep our town with that small town feel, that small town charm. It's like no matter how big it gets, we still have that. And that's what's so special about all of our events.
Good for you. Good for you. I remember talking with the elected officials here in Rock Hill. I said, you know, you take a look at what's built this community. There's been a lot of hardworking people doing lots of things. How do we get involved? How do we get all these people living in the apartments to become part of the community? Because they're commuting back and forth. How do we get them to come to a Come See Me festival or a strawberry festival? How do we get them involved in a community activity? How do we get them to come to a church, you know, whatever? So they become part of the community rather than trying to change what the community is because of where they come from. You know, that I think that's something all of us face. Fort Mill, Rock Hill, all of York County. I mean, we are who we are, and yes, change is going to happen, but we don't want to forget what's made us successful.
Yeah, I agree.
That's why. All right, what other tidbits do we have to throw out here? Last minute about the festival. Transportation, how do we get in and out of this place?
Yes, well, we have all of our three high schools, Catawba Ridge, Nation Ford, and Fort Mill, they have parking there. That's where all of our shuttles will be located and all of our handicapped parking in our handicapped shuttles. And then we have downtown lots that are walking only. So everybody just needs to check out scstrawberryfestival.com and find all of that parking information so they will know how to best park and get rides or walk, whichever they prefer.
Is there a charge for the parking?
It's $10 to park at any of the lots.
Now, you've got oodles of sponsors in this thing. It's like when I talk about the Come See Me Festival. It takes hundreds of thousands of dollars to put on that Come See Me thing, and I'm sure this is right up there with it. So are there any particular sponsors that we want to... Oh, we got a whole panel of them back here, don't we? Let's see here. We have, of course, the town of Fort Mill, Sunbelt Rentals, Dilling Heating and Cooling, Puckerbutt, good old Puckerbutt, Springs Farm, how about that? There they are. Rock Hill Coca-Cola, Comporium, Duke Energy, Founders. I can't read this one. Oh, Comber Distributing Company, I'm sorry. And Family Trust.
Yes.
Thank you all.
Yeah, and we have a whole list of others on our festival website.
Yeah, and we can't emphasize that enough. South Carolina, strawberryfestival.com.
SCstrawberryfestival.com.
SC. Mm-hmm. SC. Don't call it SC. Do we have an app or anything for your phone? No. Okay. All right. Well, it's Friday from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. and Saturday from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. But there are some pre-event activities starting on Monday or Tuesday?
Well, this Saturday we have the Strawberry Sprint and Stroll, and you can still register for that. It's a 5K and a fun run Saturday morning, and then we have the Fort Mill History Museum does the Strawberry Scavenger Hunt from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and then we'll be having Barry's Bash. Barry is our Strawberry Festival mascot, and we have a little birthday celebration for him at the museum from 1 to 3.
I see Barry's picture right on the front of the brochure. Good for you. Well, Ron, thank you for everything you do to grow all these wonderful strawberries. Dakota, thank you for making this festival possible. And thanks to all these sponsors who really are the ones who are ponying up to make this a big event for the community. All right, it's right there. You can't miss it. It's all the Strawberry Festival. This is going to be the 16th Strawberry Festival, but it will be, what, the 25th or so? Regular community festival, whatever the name was before this, right? Goes back a number of years. All right, that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax You with Founders, and by Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. We're going to find out just how smart you are. You looking at me? All right. At the count of three, we're all going to read the white letters together because that's what they do here, right? Fresh subs and salads, they do it 6 days a week. Buster's here, he's going to join in. How do we do it? At the count of three. One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
And I didn't hear a word out of you. What you been doing over there? All right, have yourself a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.